Hello and welcome to the Extra Dinero Podcast. This is Jack. I hope you're having a great and wonderful and productive day. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. If you're a returning listener, I truly appreciate it. Please share this podcast with your friends and family or like-minded individuals that would like to make some money online, specifically selling on eBay. So I've been doing this for about 6 years now. I do this part-time. I sell on eBay and it's been great. I make extra money online for the extra things in life or to pay some bills. On today's podcast, I want to talk about how I made $600 selling five items. $600 profit selling five items. So on my way to my house, as I usually do, I stopped at a Target and I found two DJI Mavic Airs. If you don't know what these are drones. So I know these are pretty hot and are pretty expensive because I have actually looked into purchasing one before. These retail for $800 and they were at this particular Target on clearance for $400. If you're a listener of this podcast, you know that I usually just like to purchase items that are 75% off, and the reason I do that is because you have the potential to make more money. However, this particular item was only 50% off. However, doing my research on the spot with my phone, I look at this at how good this item is selling and for how much. This item was selling for anywhere from $650 to $700. So I couldn't leave this behind. There was a lot of potential to make a good return on this investment. So I purchased the two drones. I drove around to another Target. I didn't find anything on that one. I drove to another one and my luck, I found two more drones. And I purchased them both. So I keep on driving. I'm hyped up at this time. You know, I'm looking. I want to find as many as possible. It wouldn't be a good idea to ask the employees if other Targets have these on clearance. It's my understanding that they do not know that. Each store has their own clearance. Even though a lot of the stores put the same items on clearance, it all depends. So, and that's been my past experience. So I really don't ask. I just get in my car and start looking. I stopped at another Target and I found one more DJI Mavic Air at this other Target. So that was a total of five. I stopped at another two Targets and unfortunately I did not find any more. So I had five DJI Mavic Airs in my possession. So I listed the items. I listed the items and sure enough, as soon as I listed, I'm already getting watchers and people looking at my listing, which is always, always a good sign that you have a hot item. So that was great. I was very happy to see that. So at the time of this podcast, recording of this podcast, I only have one DJI Mavic Air available. And it's been about 2 to 3 weeks. I have received some lowball offers. However, I know this is a good item. I know this is an item that's selling, so there's no need to take lowball offers. And that's up to you if you decide to do that or not. I personally, now that I've been selling for a while, I don't do that. I know when I first started selling on eBay, I wanted to sell my items as soon as possible. I was really excited to make whatever kind of money. So I would sell, but patience is the name of the game. For instance, what happened with my item, I noticed that the first week and a half, I was getting a lot of watchers, a lot of people looking at my listing, but it looks like other sellers got a hold of some Mavic Air. So they started lowering the prices. So now my particular listing is a little bit higher, but it's fine because these listings, they only have like one or two of these DJI Mavic Air. So once those sell, mine will still be available, and I will be able to get what I'm asking for on this item. So don't get discouraged. You know, it's up to you what you decide to do. I personally like to wait, not too long, but I like to wait, especially after looking at what kind of traffic my item is getting. I make a decision on whether I want to sell and sell to someone offering me asking for a low price, or if I just hold and sell it to the price that I want to sell it. So in this case, I'm holding till I get the money that I'm asking for. So I made $600 basically on 5 items after selling my last item, which will sell. I'm making $600 on selling those 5 DJI Mavic Airs. Between the stores, stopping at the stores, I it was about 2 hours from when I first got the first 2 drones to the last target I visited. It was about 2 hours difference. So you could easily say I made $600 profit within two hours. If you wanna take an account the time for shipping, it doesn't take more than 10 minutes to package this and ship it. So let's say another hour. So that's $600 for 3 hours. That's $200 an hour. I mean, I know that's not necessarily the way it is, because you're not consistently working those 8 hours as if you were at a regular job, but you're making $600 within that time frame. That's great. Some people don't even make $600 a week. So that is awesome, you know? So that is awesome for extra money. So this was a great find, and it made me money, which I'm happy to make. I mean, I'm sure anybody would be happy to make $600. I want to give you some tips though on selling high ticket price items as the DJI Mavic Air. So the tips are, first with the listing. Personally, this is my listing. I do not accept returns on this item. The reason I don't is because this item flies, you know, it's in the air, it's airborne. If the person that purchases this item does not know how to fly it, then they could crash it and say that the item was damaged. So I put on my listing that I do not accept returns. Another one too that I know, I mean, this is a high ticket price item. I was selling it for $660. So I want to make sure that the customer knows that they're getting a brand new factory sealed box. You haven't opened it. Nobody's opened the box. The customer will be the first one to open the box. You want to make sure to put that. Some sellers will put new and other in parentheses. That usually means that it's been opened. Maybe to check the context of the box. I don't know. In this case, I mean, I'm buying it from Target. It's factory sealed. I could see it. So I make sure to put that on my listing so that the buyer knows that and knows that they're getting a brand new factory sealed box, which helps them make a decision on buying your item or not. Also on my listing, I put, like, for instance, when I sold the first drone and the customer left a positive feedback, I edited my listing to say that I had previously sold this item. And the reason I do this is because, I mean, when you as a consumer pay that large amount of money, $600, you want to make sure that you're buying from somebody that has good reviews on selling this particular item, you know, that has happy customers when it comes to selling a high ticket price item as this DJI Mavic Air. So I made sure to, on my listing, to put that I have previously sold it. And again, I did it after I sold the first one. You don't want to be a liar. You don't want to do that. You don't want to be unethical. If you haven't sold it, don't put it on the listing. In this case, after I sold the first one, I put it on my listing. Also, I do not accept international. I do not sell to international buyers. The reason for that is because sometimes you need to deal with customs. There'll be extra fees for that. But if there's a dispute whatsoever, I don't want to deal with that. You know, I mean, that it gets here or not, if they return it or not, I rather avoid that headache. I've never had that headache because I've never, on a high ticket price item, I'm never allowed international shipping. I mean, if you had better luck or if a different experience, please let me know in the comments or shoot me an email. But I personally do not ship these kind of items, large ticket price items, internationally. Other items, I send them anywhere, but not these items, not this kind of item. So keep that in mind. Another tip is on the shipping. Very important. Again, this is a high ticket price item. So what I do is that I put it on my listing that I will ship these items and will require confirmation signature, delivery confirmation signature. What is delivery confirmation signature? Basically, when the item gets delivered, in order for the postal service employee to deliver the item, you will need to sign for it. I need somebody's signature on that receipt or delivery confirmation. Very, very important. In case you ever come across anybody disputing that this item was delivered or not. Also, a tracking number. Make sure to include tracking numbers. You want to make sure to track your package, and you want to your customer to be able to track the package as well. Securely package your item. I mean, this is an expensive item. You don't want to put an item that can break easily in an envelope. You know, put it in a box. Put some bubble wrap. What I do is I stuff it with newspaper. So that way the item gets securely to its destination without any issues. And not only do you have a happy customer, but you avoid any headaches that might come. I mean, you don't want to lose $600, $400 because item was broken and now you have to go through a dispute with eBay and the customer. And what about if you lose that dispute, you know? So just do your best to try to secure these items while they're being shipped. That way you could avoid as many headaches as possible. And the last thing, but most important, I think, is pay for the extra insurance when you ship your item. When you purchase the shipping label on eBay, you will get a option to add insurance to your item. Please, 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 please add insurance. It will cost more, but it is totally worth it. If the item gets damaged or whatnot, you don't want to be out $400, $500, $600. You ship the item, you put insurance on it. If something were to happen to the item, you're insured and you'll get reimbursed. I personally never have to submit a claim, but I know of other eBay sellers that have, and they have never encountered a problem when submitting a claim. Especially, I mean, obviously it has to be a valid claim, you know, and you get reimbursed for your money. Is very, very important. So again, you have that option. You have those two options for confirmation signature and to add insurance when you purchase the label through eBay. I mean, obviously, if you go to the post office, you could ask for that. You could ask to include signature shipping, I'm sorry, confirmation of delivery signature and the insurance. So those are some tips on selling high ticket price items. Again, I sold five of these. I made $600 profit on selling these. It is possible to make money online. You just need to be hustling. You need to be out there looking for inventory. You need to be listing, and you need to be shipping. If you have any questions of anything to do with eBay, please send me an email. I'm at theextradinero@gmail.com. That's theextradinero@gmail.com. Or on Instagram on extra_dinero, extra_dinero. So feel free to leave a comment, or if you have had any comment about this podcast or any podcast, please feel free to reach out. Thank you very much. I really appreciate you listening. Have a wonderful day. Be productive and keep on pushing.